Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Carl returns in 2027, sports fans. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, live from Gustin's here in Ackworth. What a scene, man. We got a bunch of folks already at the bar. Bar was packed when we rolled in. My kind of people, either pretending to work or they're all rich and semi-retired. It's our kind of bar. Abe Gordon is filling in today. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
Tinker is here. Met our new friend Mark over there. Joe Boo is here. My boy Ken Marshall, one of the best DJs in town. And he throws our tailgates back in the day. And Ken's like, I've got photos of Mike in Georgia gear. I go, guess what? If Florida State stays like this, you'll have more pictures of me in Georgia gear. We're hanging out here, going to be here till 4. It's a quickie, as Teddy KGB would say. Like a young man coming in for a quickie. We're 2 to 4, and then it's the Wade Ford tailgate show, and then Falcons, because we're in action tonight. It's Amazon, Thursday Night Football. Don't forget, guys, just pause the TV on Amazon, on your smart TV, and sync up Arch and Wes on 92.9 The Game, and then your ears won't bleed, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you got the Odyssey app. You'll be all set to go. I use my smart speaker when
right
I
on.
Do that.
That's
I'm at home, and I do the smart speaker.
That's
bit,
the way to do it. So we're going to talk all about the Falcons, get you ready. Some strange stuff happened yesterday on social media. Mick from Down Under has just waddled in. Here he is. So everybody's, we got a whole crew out here, man. Miller Lite's here with tons of goodies. We got koozies and swag, and we got those great Miller Lite winter hats with the beanie, you know, with the pom-pom on top, so get on that. We'll talk plenty of Falcons, but the Braves making news. There were a couple of things right after we got off the air and more today. Let's start chronologically. Mike Yastrzemski, grandson of Carl Yastrzemski, some good years with the Giants. The bat has kind of tailed off, Abe. What's your first analysis of that? Is that just to give Ronald a chance to DH? What's this about?
Yeah, I think it solves or sets up to be a puzzle piece for a lot of different factors. Obviously, Sean Murphy's still coming back from injury. If he's not able to help in the DH player from the catcher's platoon to where you can DH, Baldwin, it gives you an extra opportunity to maybe put either Profar in DH or Acuna in DH, upgrade the defense from that perspective. It just kind of solves all a little bit. If Ronald needs a day off, Profar needs a day off, and so it's not that expensive, right? It's not a cheap move, but it's not a high-priced bat either. It's a nice little puzzle piece, and from what I hear, he's pretty good in the clubhouse as well.
Yeah, man, I think you and I were looking at the numbers earlier today on our pre-show. You can always catch that on Twitch and YouTube. We do what it's called Behind the Curtain. Day-Day jumps on along with Oren most days, and usually Carl. Carl will be back, by the way, Tuesday, guys. We're just screwing around. Now, many of you guys are very literal. He's not off until 2027. Carl back from the big vacay on Tuesday. But, yeah, the move, it's not a deal. It's not like a big money deal. The Braves don't do big money deals. It's about, what, $9 million this year, 7 or 10, and then there's another option for the team in 28 for 3, I think it was $3 or $4, $5 million, whatever it is. So there you go. You got Yastrzemski. The big one today, though, and you and I were debating how he gets used.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Robert Suarez, who had 40 saves for the Padres, just check right in as our closer for 26, and then Iglesias is a setup man?
Yeah, I mean, look, everything we've read, everything we've seen is that Suarez is going to come in as a setup man.
No. Suarez is the closer.
No, I don't think so.
Iglesias is the setup man.
As far
what, do
as
I stutter?
Seeing,
no, no, Suarez is
hey,
the
look,
closer.
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they flip, right? I think we all were.
When he goes through one of his, like, 7 of 8 blown saves type
right,
deals?
I would say we were all relatively pleased with Iglesias down the stretch, but there's still a nerve factor, and I think it also could be a situation where I like the idea of giving Iglesias a couple more days.
No.
It's got to happen.
98 miles an hour is what this guy brings consistently at age 34. And I'm sick and tired of, like, the off-speed stuff. I want heat. That bullpen door opens, pow, comes out, throwing bullets, man.
Was an all-star last year, 2.97 ERA in 70 appearances, a 2.91 ERA over a four-year career with the Padres.
98.6.
Mike, I don't disagree, but it's this weird bit where you can't replace the incumbent, right?
All right, timeout. Walt Weiss hasn't even managed a game, and the Braves are already aggravating me. You got to be kidding. It's not even Christmas, and you've already got me pulling my hair out. However, a guy who's a better closer is not going to be used as the closer. Come on.
I don't know what to tell you, Mike.
All right.
Look, I agree with you, by the way.
All right.
Like, I would make this switch. I think Suarez has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is a legitimate closer. And, again, not that Iglesias is not, but how many times over the past 2 years have you and Carl sat here and talked about how aggravating it is that a 3-run game turns into one? He got the save. I get it.
Yeah, but he also gave
night
up a leadoff home
night,
run. Right.
After night,
right.
And we're trying to detail how he pitches and why this works and that works. Be nice to just have a guy just go out 1-2-3, stand him up, sit him down,
game over. And that's what, to me, Suarez is.
Right.
And, again, by any metric before the baseball nerds start hitting us up on the text line, I get it. By all the measurables, Iglesias was a better than serviceable reliever. He had good numbers. But this guy, in my mind's eye, is the kind of player you want coming out of the pen when the game's on the line. Not nickel and diamond with off-speed stuff. I want a guy throwing bullets. We'll see how Walt Weiss feels about that. Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in for Carl. This hour of the show brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Hey, if you haven't put your Christmas lights up, let these guys do it. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We'll talk plenty of Falcons. The other story today, and it just gets crazier and crazier, and we've got a good friend of ours, Dave Ashburn, who came to us from Detroit. Bad look for Michigan. Say what you want, man, and I'll just say it right now. We're supposed to be football factories and win at all costs down here in the South, and the SEC doesn't have any priorities straight. Well, let me tell you something. We don't do what Penn State did because that was just beyond the pale. We don't do what Michigan does. We don't have guys dressed up as other coaches and other staff stealing signs, and we don't have any of that malfeasance that, again, Sherrod Moore has been accused of. Just all allegations right now, but everything that's come out subsequently from Michigan dropping him yesterday gets even worse. Allegedly has a verbal altercation with his wife, drives to his alleged girlfriend's home, threatens to kill himself. Police get involved.
What's fascinating to me about this is Michigan does present this holier-than-thou situation.
Yes!
Now, look, I know the SEC feels one way about what goes down on the field, right? We feel, in the SEC, we're the better football conference. They feel like they're better people. They feel like they're better gentlemen.
They're snobs. They're
elitists. About being a Michigan man, and that sets you apart, right?
Correct.
And then you see what goes down, and it kind of brings you back to earth, and certainly the administration there had no other choice, and it's not a good look at all.
The same thing that applies to Notre Dame applies to Michigan.
That's right.
Snobs, elitists.
Yeah, yeah,
say
yeah.
what you want about Ohio State. They may aggravate you, but they don't claim to be smarter than you.
No, they don't portray themselves.
They're just here to have a beer. And
a different breed of human.
Right.
They
No, I told you, I went up to Michigan in 91. I told Day-Day the story a couple months ago. It was Florida State. I want to say it was Leroy Butler. I want to say that was the big corner. Anyway, Elvis Gerback was a quarterback. I'm in my FSU gear. Michigan fans, you're going to get a taste of Big Ten football today. FSU drops 50 on them. It was like down by 4 touchdowns at half. They're all leaving. I'm like, when does this Big Ten football start? Now, that was before they came down and started pillaging South and Southern talent. Back then, it was a different dynamic, and there was more physical nature to Big Ten. But either way, I'm with Abe. They don't make it easy to root for them, especially with all the nonsense. This is just, look, this story goes on as long as history. It starts with a P and ends with a Y, is undefeated. And this guy got caught up in it. It's such a frigging cliche to be allegedly stooping an assistant. You know, how is this not going to get out there in a small town like Ann Arbor?
Well, and what's interesting, too, is it looks like they had been investigating and found nothing, and then most recently they found one more accusation and it uncovered all this. The other thing unrelated to football is this is a massive distraction from what looks like could be a national championship basketball team. They are absolutely outclassing everyone they step onto the court.
I think by the time it gets to March Madness, if that
agree. But right now,
that won't have any bearing.
You would like to be able to focus on a team that's 12-0 or whatever they are, on a team that's blowing out opponents by 20 points, ranked number 2 in the nation. It gets completely overshadowed in this moment.
Can I just give a shout out to one of the best ladies in the beverage industry who just brought us 4 ice cold Miller Lights? Thank you very much. Outstanding. That's leadership right there in the promotions department. We're going to be here till 4, so come on down and join us at Gustin's. I just looked at the traffic. Might be here till 8. So hang on. I mean, the
That's
show
almost kickoff.
The
Mike.
Show will be into by the time the Falcons kick that. I think maybe it's time to head down 285 way. So come on down and join us at Gustin's, right off of 41 in Acworth. Already got a great crowd hanging out here at the bar. Friday, guys, tomorrow morning, join the morning shift. They're going to be at the Publix on Haines Bridge Road in Alpharetta. That's Allie, Mike, and Bo. I'm the meat man. Oh, Bo's going to be salty. He just gets off the Falcon plane at like 3:30 and then heads over to do the show. They're going to be out there. Feed Your Fandom at Publix. Morning shift, 6 to 9. That's Publix on Haines Bridge Road in Alpharetta with the morning shift at 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Falcons, what's your gut tell you tonight? Bucks coming off a tough loss and a short turnaround. Mike Evans, the future Hall of Famer, is activated. Drake's not playing.
Yep.
Dorlas is banged up. Looks like Jalen Walker's a little banged up right now. So what do you think?
Yeah,
for only a 4.5-point dog this morning.
And their Jalen McMillan gets back, too. And the Bucks for a while, were talked about as one of the top teams in the NFC, and Baker Mayfield was looked at as kind of a dark horse MVP candidate. It's fallen off for them. A lot of that, unlike how we feel here in making excuses, a lot of that I do think you can point to injuries for Tampa. They're starting to get healthier in that wide receiving core. They're going to be at home. We don't do well with Vita Vea, so running the ball is going to be difficult
Tough day, sort of cut you off with our center. And we had Matthew Bergeron on the show yesterday, one of our favorite Falcons. He can help a little bit, but Ryan Neuzel, he basically gets the giant creamsicle Kool-Aid man as the Bucks are in throwbacks tonight. We'll be in the throwbacks, red lids with the black jerseys, it looks like, for Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, to answer your question more directly, Mike, I don't feel good about today at all.
Why are we just a 4.5-point dog? Is that number moved? Let's Day-Day will get on it. Because, look, I'd never tell you to bet against the Falcons, but if you need to make your mortgage payment, the Bucks seem pretty good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fighting. We talk about this Falcons team trying to fight. The Bucks are now finding themselves legitimately in a fight for the NFC South, a division where I still think they're the best team. And so,
to me,
I view that as they're ready to fight. Are you ready to match them? I find it tough to believe.
Day-Day, the brains of the operation, what we got?
Well, no, I was just going to say maybe it has to do with the fact that, you know, they are looking at the fact that the Bucks did lose to the Saints last
week. They lost 4 or 5.
Remember, guys, the line is just to protect the house and get even money for
That's
Vegas.
Right.
And so some folks see Bucks as damaged goods, although, to your point, they're getting healthier. All right, man, we're hanging out at Gustin's. Free Miller Lite stuff. Cool swag. Here till 4. We'll come back. Abe will try to make sense of all these cryptic tweets we got in the Falcons wide receiver room yesterday. Has Raheem Morris lost the script and lost some of the team? We'll talk about it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Gustin's guys in Ackworth, great crowd. So many friends, making some new friends, but the crew, we're just kind of going through. I said, what do you do for a living? Guy goes, I sell toilet paper. I go, well, that's recession proof. What? They, you know what, Abe, you don't work for a living. These guys get it. But anyway, some good dudes over here joined the Miller Lights. Abe is in for Carl today, Day-Day, and our man G Money is. We're hanging out till 4, and then it's the Wade Ford tailgate. As part of our daily download brought to you by Akins Ford, check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. We were just talking about whatever that weirdness was, and Abe, just as I said, it's hard for a Falcon fan because so many people, and you shouldn't live on it, but people use social media to kind of get a vibe or see what's going on with the team. And when Ray McLeod first posts, it's not, you know, performance-based,
yeah.
He just got cut by the Giants. We cut him earlier this year. We were under the impression it was partly disciplinary, but they never told us. They said it was performance-based. Ike Hilliard gets fired. Our wide receiver and passing game coordinator got fired after the blowout loss to Carolina. And we said, wow, what's what happened there? Guys around the organization say, you don't know what happened, but no one will then tell me what happened. Either way, he got. Ray gets cut. And so there's some tweets about that. Then we get more stuff with Kadarrell Hodge. And Kadarrell Hodge got disciplined. He got benched as a healthy scratch. Pro Bowl special teamer who also plays wide receiver, caught the game-winning score against the Bucs that Thursday night game last year at Mercedes-Benz. So all of a sudden he posts something. Somebody goes, we didn't forget how to play. And other guys signing off on it, which has Falcon fans going,
right.
What's with these cryptic messages? Is this some kind of a shot at the coaching staff? What's going on?
Well, look, let me first agree with Ray McLeod. I don't think it was performance-based. I think there's something else going on with him. It obviously forced him out here in Atlanta and obviously didn't allow him to catch on with the Giants either. And so I do agree it's not performance-based, but until we know exactly why the decision was made, what went on behind the scenes that led to the divorce between Ray McLeod and the Atlanta Falcons, there's not a ton we can say. In regards to Kadarrell Hodge, and I know they happened on the same day, a couple hours apart. I take them as two separate incidents, right? Ray McLeod's doing his thing. He's frustrated. He just got dropped again for the second time this season. Kadarrell Hodge is frustrated but still with the team. And I actually kind of share the sentiment of Kadarrell Hodge. This is a guy I feel like can make plays, has made plays not that too long ago for this team.
Right.
And in a position room, that receiver, where we are desperate to find anyone that can do anything outside of Drake London, why is Kadarrell Hodge not getting the opportunity? You say he's got a healthy scratch. I know he showed up on the injury report with some sort of shoulder issue now.
Right.
I wanted to see this guy because we're running out guys, and with respect to their abilities, we're running out guys like David Sills. And I know Casey Washington's been banged up, and you threw Dylan Drummond out there. Maybe we see Chris Blair. We're throwing out all sorts of Joe Bobs. And so why
right.
not use a guy that has made plays for you within the past calendar year in Kadarrell Hodge? I don't get it either. So he's right to be frustrated because as a Falcons fan who watches the team, knowing no one outside of Drake London is making any catches, why are we not seeing this guy?
And that's the thing. And that's why, you know, I was debating this, you know, yesterday with Mike. And thanks to Mike Johnson for filling in the last two days for Carl. And, you know, I said, whatever this means, I think Falcon fans can look to your point and say, you've got guys that have proven they can do some things for you to help you. And Robert and David Sills, you know, he caught a touchdown pass against the Jets, but he's too inconsistent. We've got other guys that have shown you, and Ray was a guy that had his best year as a pro. Now, look, is Ray nuts? I don't know. You don't a room 53 guys in a locker room. You can be right as rain to often, you know, a wackadoodle. As long as you do your job on Sunday, I don't care. You know, and he got into it with the coach. They won't cop to it. He got, and they say it's performance-based. And to Abe's point, you could use a guy like Ray McCloud right now, and a guy like Kadarius Hodge. Whatever he did, all of special teams stinks. It's so bad that our one Pro Bowler couldn't do his job. So if it was performance-based, that's why they benched him.
You've got,
if you agree with Reem.
Yeah, you've got two massive things working against you here if you're the Falcons in this argument. One of them is that the season's gone completely down the drain. Right, because if you were having a good year, if the record was reversed, if you were 9-5 and you were winning the NFC South, you can look past this. Maybe it doesn't happen at all, but you certainly look past some guys, maybe a little further down the depth chart, complaining. The other aspect is that's working against you is again the receiving situation is an absolute disaster. If you had guys stepping up and these guys.
Right.
We're mad about their playing time, but you said, hey, we got other guys making plays, catching touchdowns. Again, you look past it. But there's such an issue, Mike, with that whole group, with the offense in general.
No, it is what it is. It sucks. The wide receiver group, that's one area. When we signed Darnell Mooney, I said to Carl, I said this to you last week. I go, who the hell is Darnell Mooney?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't a Bears fan. And he had a 1,000-yard season for the Bears, but he also couldn't stay healthy for the Bears. And unfortunately, look, Day-Day and Carl and I were there at practice back in August. Lands right on his shoulder, pops his collarbone. And he hasn't been the same guy since. But unfortunately, that's kind of what you are. It's like a car you have to keep taking back to the shop. That's been Mooney's career. He's got explosive speed, had some of the most pretty touchdowns last year with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any of that this year.
No.
And everybody else is just inconsistent. Pitts can step into the breach, but Pitts doesn't score touchdowns. You know, Pitts has gotten better the last 2 weeks, but the bar is so low, it's like saying you're the world's tallest little person.
I also don't mean to be nasty here, but Pitts is good for three quarters, and in the fourth quarter, when we need someone to step up and make plays, it's not him. Well, and that's part of the problem.
That's what's so aggravating about Pitts. That's why Pitts is the poster child for the 2025 Falcons.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't get him involved early, he falls asleep, and he's disinterested. And if you try to get him involved early, he drops a touchdown pass against the Colts in Berlin. That could have changed the entire complexion of that game. Pitts, by the way, there's no way in God's green earth he's back, right?
I can't imagine.
No way. Because he's going to command more money because he's a former first-round pick.
Yeah.
And I know, I apologize if you heard me say this the last few weeks, like your crazy ex-girlfriend who thought they could fix you.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't fix it, but maybe somebody else can.
1,000% agree. And that's what's going to be the most frustrating, by the way, is when he does go somewhere and
he's going to have some success because he's got the ability. But does he have the heart? Does he have the Valentine? Is he the Vic Beasley of tight ends?
I'm not worried about having some success. I'm worried about him going somewhere.
Is he the Vic Beasley of tight ends?
No, I don't think so.
So Vic had more talent?
No, I think Pitts has more talent.
But Vic had no Valentine. I know Vic's from up the road, but Vic just didn't love football.
I think Pitts is more interested in playing football than Vic Beasley ever was. I think he's soured completely on whatever's going on here.
All right.
And I think he's just waiting his turn and biding his time to go somewhere else and show how he should be. I think it all goes back to him being used improperly, and he's never mentally gotten past that.
We always have a good time talking to Pitts because we always say, hey, man, are your ears burning? Have you told us? Because I joked around with him about the quiet quitting thing I said.
Yeah.
He gave me the look, remember, Danny, like the stink eye? Because he's so cool, I can't tell if Pitts is just aloof. He thinks this team is a joke and he's over the offense. I can't tell because what he was sold as a bill of goods, he was wanted apparently by Arthur's. Carl's maintained this was Arthur Smith's pick. Because Arthur got hired before Terry.
I agree.
And anytime we ask the question, nobody cops to it. You know, it's like the Deshaun Watson thing. How do we go after Deshaun Watson? Who wanted him? I don't know. So it's Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
That's why when we get back to, I know we're talking micro about the position, but if you look macro at the Falcons, it's about the dysfunction of the organization, which gets us back to where we are now. And look, I'm not crying, Abe, about the first round pick because James Pierce Jr. looks the part. Jalen Walker's had too many lingering injuries to really get the full Megilla on him, but he's got 5 sacks already.
Yeah.
If we get 12 or 13 sacks from these two guys in the first year, job well done, and we're okay with that. I mean, we just don't have a – it just sucks when you don't have a quarterback or don't know what Penix is and you don't have a first-round pick next year.
If you can win one or two of these last 4 games and just keep that pick somewhere between 8 and 12, I think I'll be a little bit more okay with it. If you continue to drop games and that pick goes from – whatever it is now, 8 or 9 to four or five, it'll be a little bit tougher argument. So, you know, that's one that we're waiting to be seen. You know, it's frustrating we haven't been able to see Jalen Walker healthy this year. I think him partnering with Pierce is going to be really good down the road. It's one of the things that I think has halted some of the success late in games defensively this season. But I'm with you. Pierce looks outstanding. He also, and this goes all the way back to the start of the year, right? This goes back to training camp. Pierce is one of those guys that just looks like he's going to be one of the top pass rushers in the league. I mean, he really looks like that's a guy coming off the bus that's going to sack someone.
We got him because they had tunnel vision. I'm telling you, if Jalen Walker doesn't fall to us at 15, we were going to take him at 15. And some of the analysts would have gone nuts. But when Terry locks in on a guy like Penix Jr., see, that's an example where the tunnel vision maybe works against you.
Yeah.
Pierce was the right pick. We didn't know what he was the first time we spoke to him. He's kind of, you know, just getting his feel for doing the media thing at the pro level. But he's a dog, man. He's that alpha dog you saw in practice. You see it. And I think once Jalen Walker can stay healthy and avoid these soft tissue injuries, then he's going to be – you got fire breathers. And then we beef up the linebacker core, too, if you can in the offseason.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw the problem with the depth in that unit. I think we all like what Caden Ellis does. I think we all like what Devon Diablo does. Ronnie Harrison's come in and has been a nice piece as well. But if you lose either Caden or Diablo, you're in real trouble there.
One aspect also of the Falcon linebacker core, and I know we get on them, they're speedy, they can do all the things. And, you know, Devon Diablo has been, like as we said, he's been great. It's the tackles. I said let Grady go play in a 4-3. He was kind of miscast, but, man, do we miss Grady. And I think Onyemata has slipped. I think you see a lot of – and, again, it's hard to judge – interior defensive linemen, other than those nerds from Pro Football Focus.
Wow.
And even that's so subjective. Wow. But don't you think the interior of the line is not helping the linebacker core this season? You're missing some pieces.
Well,
Mike Johnson talked about that yesterday.
Again, we're going to watch a guy tonight on the opposing side that showcases what having a strong DT allows you to do in a variety of ways with your linebackers to aid the entire defense, right? Whether it's a just the general plugging up the middle, not being able to be run on, but also getting some pressure on the interior that allows linebackers to come in on quarterbacks. You're going to see that from Vita Vea. And quite frankly, the Atlanta Falcons have not and do not have a Vita Vea.
I want my old Grady Jackson back. Remember Grady Jackson?
Yes, sir.
He'd run on the field, his right nipple would be over his left shoulder. That guy got the job done, though, man. That was strong fat. Hey, man, it's our daily download, Little Falcons. They are brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at akinsford.com. Just mentioned the Braves and the closer role. I said, can't wait to see Robert Suarez close for Braves with 97 to 98 mile hour stuff. Iglesias becomes the setup man. Right?
Question mark?
Vols fan says, not according to the morons in the Braves front office. See, not even the season hasn't even started yet. I'm aggravated. Hey, thanks to everybody. Chef Malcolm did some amazing wings for us. Korean, that barbecue, that sauce was amazing.
Those were dynamite.
You get on
dynamite wings.
Are you waiting on your wings? Because it's not the worst. Our man Gordon is stuck behind the table where we're set up, and if that's your food order, it's getting cold. Get on it. With the sesame, it's gold. Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials. Miller Lite freebies. We're at Gus's in Ackworth. Why am I so amped up? We're only here for 2 hours. We're stealing money like Steak Shapiro.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bro. Guys at Gustin's in Akron, we got a full bar, man, on a Thursday. Nobody's working today. Everybody says they got that dreaded sales call and, hey, Hira or something. They're full of baloney. Abe Gordon is filling in for Carl today. Just out in the parking lot talking to some car guys. Looking at a souped-up GTR. Got about 1,400 horsepower on that sucker, Abe. That's what I need, another super speed.
You got a Hemi?
No, man, great car culture up here. A lot of dudes and some new fans coming out as well. So come by and join us. A short show today, just until 4. And then it's going to be Falcons pregame, Wade Ford tailgate. Miller Lite is sponsored. We got Miller Lite swag, all sorts of goodies. Get yourself an ice-cold Miller Lite here at Gustin's. A couple guys hitting us up on the text line in lieu of our final comment before the commercial break about, you know, what's going on with the Braves. And a lot of guys agreeing with me there, Abe, that they'd prefer to see consistent heat as a closer, especially when the guy's got 40 and he's pretty good at it. I know he's older, so is Iglesias. And let Iglesias be the setup man with his mixed bag of stuff. I mean, I know that good, hard-throwing closers, they don't grow on trees. And even guys like Heater have bad runs, et cetera.
Right.
And just because you're throwing 100 miles an hour doesn't mean you're going to be better than a guy who's mixing up speeds and location and throwing breaking balls. But it's just something about, as a Braves fan, and this is something we've had to deal going all the way back to the World Series and years before, we haven't had that dog since Craig Kimbrell, the guy that you actually feel is like in his prime, that you felt was bulletproof
right.
Coming out of the pen.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and we see it with a lot of different sports teams here in Atlanta. Just don't be stubborn. Don't fall victim to loyalty. If Iglesias needs to be bounced down to the setup role, then it has to happen.
Right.
I'm fine giving Iglesias the start as closer. If it is not working over a multiple game stretch, make the moves you need to. Don't fall victim to loyalty and stubbornness and cost this team games.
Right.
That's all. And I think that's where you are too. If it works the way it works, great. If it starts not working, be willing to adjust.
Right. Is it Biff Pogge is the new?
Pogge, yeah.
Pogge, two Gs. They found Day-Day. I was joking around with Day-Day before the break. They found some of the most unflattering shots, Day-Day, of the Michigan assistant coach who's now taking over that Sharon Moore has been fired,
Yeah. Dismissed
with cause. I mean, it's you know what he looks like? He looks like Meatloaf in Fight Club. Remember when he had like the man boobs? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, look.
I mean, like, we all could lose some weight. I'm just saying. It looks unhealthy.
How long are they supposed to go trying to sort through flattering pictures?
Well, you know? I'm just saying.
They ain't all got time.
Hey, man, I know he's a coach, not a player, but there could be a sports bra endorsement in his future.
You remember when Bob Wiley, I think that was his name, was the assistant coach for the Browns they were on?
Yes.
Hard Knock. He did the set hut, and you
right.
see his body
yes.
interact in that manner. You're not going to find that many flattering pictures of that guy the same way you're not going to find many flattering pictures of this guy.
No, it's like years ago when I got in trouble on social media, they found the most unflattering photos I posted on Twitter. At the time, I was shaving my head. They got me at the Final Four. I'm behind the basket in Indianapolis, and I literally, like, look at that guy. He looks like a sexist pig meathead. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that was the worst possible picture if you are going to judge a book by its cover to use.
Well, what do you want them to do?
Well, I mean, they're working.
Hey, Mike, we'd like to publish this article about you. Would you please send us your finest headshot?
I mean, but there were better. The point is, they had about 25 better pictures to use.
Just go to the 92.9 Game website.
Media.
You know what I mean?
Right, but that was not going to be the case. Either way, Biff Poggi, he's the Michigan interim coach, and everybody. I was talking to the guys here at the bar. Is DeBoer a legit thing, or is that just the first thing that all the media run to?
There was this mindset that some people, I don't know if you believe it.
Dave, by the way, Dave, you're too close to it.
I certainly
You're like Adam Schefter. You're too close to it.
I don't believe this. Do you believe the reports that if Alabama did not make the playoffs, that DeBoer was going to be offered the Penn State job?
I don't know.
Because I don't buy that.
I mean,
I just don't buy that Alabama is.
You beat Kirby Smart 2 out of 3 games. I think you're pretty good at your job. You know, the problem is they just had the first year. The story, remember, who was it? We had, Day-Day, remind me from SEC Media Days, from Jocks in Birmingham, who we have on the show.
Cole Kublik.
Cole Kublik was saying that DeBoer was probably too loose with the reins the first year, and the Saban guys, who were obviously elite players,
right.
They were the holdovers. They were like, ha-ha. It's like when you're a kid, substitute teachers here, and the discipline fell off, and he didn't want to crack the whip to it. Then he comes back, and this year it's a totally different approach.
Let me give you an argument for DeBoer leaving. I don't know if I buy this entirely, but it'd be an argument and maybe something he considers. He continues to be on the hot seat in Alabama.
Well, he's never going to be safe.
I know, right.
So you're never going to satisfy everybody over
at
there.
At Michigan, you could probably make a similar salary, if not more, because of the situation they find themselves in needing to be a head coach. You're somewhat rescuing a program that's in an iffy situation right now. And I think you could be viewed at as mildly somewhat of a savior by rescuing that program in this moment as compared to what you are at Alabama, right. Which is never Saban.
Right. And the thing in Michigan, people don't remember, and it's kind of like selective amnesia. They're ready to run Harbaugh out of town. They were begging Harbaugh to take a pro job. And all of a sudden, I mean, like, I don't know how much you make of the cheating thing. I think coaches are always looking for an edge. You wouldn't go through, like, Belichick with the Spygate. If there's an edge to be got, you're going for it. So they weren't doing this for blanks and giggles, you know, when they had the guy, was Connor Stallions, out there, you know, trying to get videotape the other team's signals. So it's tainted to everybody else outside, you know, Michigan. Michigan fans don't give a crap. They're not giving it back. But that team was this close to firing Harbaugh. They were trying to get the boosters to pony up to get the buyout. And then he wins the Natty. Then, obviously, Sherrone Moore, you know, a good assistant, but he's not Jim Harbaugh, and now it ends in disgrace. So, yeah, you come in there, if you're DeBoer, you're Superman. You step foot on that campus, you're like, you're coming to the rescue.
I'll be honest, I never liked the Sherrone Moore hire for the same reason I'm not in love with the Pete Golding hire at Ole Miss. It's just not inspired. It wasn't a real search. They just kind of handed a guy that they deemed was the guy in waiting, if you will, unofficially, the job. And
The only place that works is the pros. If you've got that thing on track, like when Bill Walsh stepped away and George Seifert took over, because in the NFL you got contracts and guys are there, and you've already built the machine. It rarely, to your point, it doesn't. When Bill Stewart got the job at West Virginia, right? Remember he filled in when Rich Rodriguez left.
Yeah, well,
and it just didn't work.
I think it works
because you're always prisoner of the moment when the bowl's
when it's officially set up, right? Like Coach K handpicked. And they had a timeline for when Coach K was going to leave and hand things over to Shire, and he seems to have that program still
rolling.
Yeah,
but the Will Muschamp in Texas was a joke.
Right.
Behind Coach Mack. And eventually he goes to Florida, and the rest is history there.
Yeah.
But, no, talking about coaches, Day-Day's got it in our notes today on Duke's Bell. We're live at Gustin's, guys, here in Acworth with Miller Lite. Chip Kelly reportedly has interviewed with Brent Key and Georgia Tech. I got no problem. Chip Kelly is an OC. No problem. The only problem is probably have for 1 year if he's really good at it.
Potentially, and that's something to consider. I think everyone's gotten down on Chip Kelly, and obviously it didn't work this year with the Raiders in the NFL. And people look at him and say, boy, the last time he was running a program in college football, blah, 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 blah. Do you guys forget he was the OC for the championship season for Ohio State a year ago?
Right.
I mean, he most recently won – a college football title as an offensive coordinator.
Hey, and who cares? He built some of the – he was part of that Oregon growth.
Yeah.
Didn't get across the finish line for a natty. UCLA, I don't think anybody's going to be successful at UCLA.
A lot of people thought the game had kind of moved past what was innovative for him. But I thought his year at Ohio State felt different.
When he went to Philadelphia, he pissed off the Eagles players
because
he wanted to get them in shape. Everybody had to get in shape, and they were up-tempo, and that obviously burned out up there too. But just as an OC, it's like Florida State with Malzahn. It is what it is. You got to get the right QB to run it. But in this case,
right.
Kelly, I mean, does it fit what Brent's trying to do? I think certainly it can marry his system to what Tech's doing.
Well, the other thing is I actually think this goes the other way. I don't think Chip Kelly is interested in leaving quickly for a head coaching job. I think it's become very clear from when he took the OC job at Ohio State to when he took the OC job with the Raiders. He's not looking for another head coaching gig. So it actually might put you in a situation where maybe he leaves for another OC job. I don't think he wants to head coach again because of what coaching in college now requires, that he might be OC for a number of years.
It is our man Abe Gordon filling in for Carl today. Tomorrow, a very special Dukes and Bell. We're putting the band back together. Another legacy from 790. Dave Archer and I are going to be doing the show down in College Park at the arena, right, where the Skyhawks play. Is that the Gateway?
Gateway, yeah.
So we'll be doing the show. It's before Skyhawks are in action. Dave Archer and I, so we'll get Dave's reaction to the call, and him and Wes are on it tonight, and what goes down in Tampa. We're still just a 4.5-point dog. That's a crazy low number. That is a crazy low number for a team that has lost 7 of 8, doesn't have our second-best offensive piece in Drake London, and they're getting Mike Evans back along with their receiver core. It's a crazy number, man.
Do you ever look at a number, and maybe it's your team, maybe it's another team, and kind of gain confidence because you feel the odds makers are normally of knowing? Do you ever look at a number and be like, boy, they seem to think we're going to be competitive. Maybe I should too.
All right. I don't know about you guys, if you have a rule. I mean, if you want to make some money, who gives a flip? I would have bet against Florida State every single game this year. And I would have lost certainly against Alabama.
Sure.
But starting with Virginia down the stretch, some of these numbers, because you're right, Vegas is just trying to get that 50-50 action to cover the house so the house doesn't get murdered one side or the other. But they throw some numbers at you. The casual fan, that's why Georgia Tech was a good buy at times this year, because nobody knows Georgia Tech outside of Atlanta. They're not a brand yet. Brent's trying to change that. Falcons never get any action because nobody cares about us outside of 285. That's the problem. That's why with Vegas, we never get any juice. But this one, that's why I'm asking. This number is confusing. It should be 6.5 or 7 for the Bucs right now.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Especially,
but you said it. They're looking at that Saints loss and getting the overreaction from the betting public. I'm telling you, the Sharps are on the Bucs tonight.
Yeah, this to me feels like a Bucs team.
It's up to 5.5. From my lips to some bookie's ears, it's just going up to 5.5.
I know Baker Mayfield has said he wakes up sometimes feeling dangerous, and this feels like a Bucs team that should feel dangerous. Their backs are against the wall right now. The Panthers are breathing down their neck, and they need to right their ship. Both, you know, Bucs, they have an actual boat that they try. Anyways, it feels like a team that is ready to fight.
By the way, if you ever go to a Bucs game, do not stand near the pirate ship.
It is so loud.
I mean, you think you're on the USS Iowa when they pop those cannons? When Decker goes, fire the cannons! I mean, we were there pregame last year for the Falcons game, and I'm like, they basically fire the cannon, let you know it's an hour before kickoff. And I'm like it's like that scene in Saving Private Ryan on the beach when nobody can hear. Like, everyone's like, wow.
Well, and the other thing about it is, you know it's coming, and the first time, you're still not prepared for it. I covered the Bucs for 2 years. I went to every home game for the Buccaneers when I was starting my radio career. And you're just never prepared for how loud it is the first time that day. You get used to it over the course of that day, and then the next week comes, and you always forget how loud it is, and it's a real problem. It startles you.
Hey, man, Michael Penix Jr., for guys looking for a reference point, if you feel like betting the Falcons, now up to 5.5, might be 6 by kick. Penix threw for 298 yards and a touchdown. Bijan, 100 yards receiving, but only held to 24 yards rushing. You mentioned Vita Vea and the guys clogging up the middle. Mm. They've been more banged up on defense. They went. Was it Jason Pierre-Paul? Who they bring back?
Yeah,
Jason Pierre-Paul and his hamburger helper glove. They brought back because they're just not generating pass rush. So remember, Kirk Cousins' 2 best games last year: the comfort behind victory on Thursday night, and the win down in Tampa, where they had the Bucky Irving fumble. Remember where? Boom. We had Jesse Bates punch the ball out. That's also the game. Remember, Abe, A.J. Terrell makes that great diving stab right on the goal line for the pick?
Yeah.
That was one of the best games of the year. I was sitting right behind a bench on that one. But getting back to week one this year, that's the game where Koo can't hit the field goal.
That's right.
To send us to overtime.
Yeah. Bijan had 6 catches for 100 yards, as you mentioned. Pitts had 7 for 59. Bijan did have the receiving touchdown.
Remember, Bijan starts the game with a score.
Your next 4 receivers in that game. Drake London. Out. Ray McLeod, 3 for 51, gone. Casey Washington, 3 catches, injured. Kadarrell Hodge had a target, no catches. So everyone of record on this stat sheet besides Bijan and Kyle Pitts are gone for you.
Right.
that's a concern. Only one sack in that game. You have really ramped up your sack totals since the early portion of the season. Kind of hoping we maybe get the feel of that a little bit. You certainly know Baker. He can scramble, and he's been a problem. We just saw Sam Darnold beat you with his legs a couple of times, but hopefully a little more pressure than you had in week one can maybe turn the tables. But, yeah. Do you remember week one, Mike?
Yes,
when
I remember.
It all felt like
I remember week one. I remember week one like it was yesterday.
Back when we felt there was a chance,
yeah.
And you kind of wrote this off as, well, Koo missed the field goal, and we're all upset, but, man, you went toe-to-toe with the Bucks, who were going to win
right,
this division.
But the Carolina game, that was one you can't let happen. I know that the old excuse is every good football team has a loss like that in Carolina. Then we went and stacked about five losses like that.
A couple more.
You know, I mean, this team, and I know I apologize. I know it's a cliche, but it is true. Bill Parcells' adage, your record says you are what you are. We're a poorly coached football team with great individual stars who are incapable of playing for four quarters. That's why we are what we are. And we don't have a quarterback right now, because Cousins just hasn't been that dude. I mean, Kirk could come to the rescue. Kyle Pitts can come to the rescue. But, I mean, by this point, it's not happening. When you've seen it, you know where it's going. It's not happening.
When we play these short week games, do you ever is that an advantage to the lesser-than team? Does it bring the teams closer? Do you ever feel that way?
Thursday night games, you could argue that the NFL, when they talk about player safety and concussions, it's the biggest joke, because by now, half the teams are walking wounded. You're turning it around. It's not really safe. I know fans don't give a crap. They want their Thursday night football. But, I mean, so many guys are banged up. Sometimes you see teams get blown out. That's why so many of those early Amazon games, remember, were so tough. Schedule is certainly, you know, difficult as we get the Rams after this. This is why we had to make hay against what we perceived were the teams that were struggling.
That's right.
The Dolphins have since turned it around. Carolina's turned it around. The Saints have some juice now. Somebody's always rising or falling. Unfortunately, we're going, you know which way we're going.
Honestly, I look at that win over the Saints now as an upset.
You think about it.
That's where it's
fallen. Kirk Cousins was there. It's frustrating, guys. And yes, I do remember. We'll come back, guys. We'll take a look at what's going around the NFL. Big injury in Pittsburgh on the defense. Ooh. We'll tell you more about that. And then Day-Day and I will mash up Yeah Man, No Man with some Hey Man and some Guy Talk. It's all coming up. We're live at, by the way, Miller Lights on Specials. We're at Gustin's in Ackworth here on 41. We got a full bar. What did Judge Smale say? Don't you people have homes? Come join the party.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.